Whether you're stuck in traffic, in your corporate grind, in your business, or just in life in general, this podcast is where we focus on happening to life instead of letting life happen to us. I'm your host, Lila Higgins, visibility coach, designer, wife, mom, and fan of seeing women just like you get unstuck. Join me each day as I talk about topics like money, limiting beliefs, and purpose. And at the end of the week, I'll give you one simple action step that you can take right now to move towards the business you've been dreaming of. Let's get unstuck together. Hey guys, and welcome to this Monday episode of Don't Be Stuck. If you're new here, my name is Lila Higgins. I'm so glad you're here. In this episode, we're going to, on Mondays, we like to talk about mindset. I feel like it's a really good way to just kind of start the week off, get you in the right mindset for the next topics that we're talking about over the next 4 or 5 days. So today I want to talk about money, but not money in a way that you think, maybe. So oftentimes when we talk about money mindset, we think through things like worthiness and an exchange of value, and we'll kind of touch on that today. I want to talk about this specific concept that I've chatted with some of you about in the last couple of months, and it's the concept of untying your money from your time. So if you're in a corporate job right now, or just any kind of 9-to-5 where you're getting paid with a salary, or you're getting paid hourly, work in that traditional sense says, I work these hours, I get paid these things. And maybe if you're salaried, it's I work and produce this amount of productivity, or I'm hitting these objectives, then I get paid. And the money kind of comes whether you do the work or not, or whether you do the work well or not, I should say. And that's kind of a totally different mindset than it is when you have your own business. So when you're working for a boss, you know they're going to pay you. When you're working for a bigger company, you know at the end of the week, even if you perform poorly, even if you, don't hit all your objectives, you're still going to get that paycheck in your bank account. And business works a lot differently. So try to, throughout this episode, think about the idea of untying your money from your time. Like, what would it look like if the way that you made money had nothing to do with how much time you spent on an object, or on an objective, or how much time you spent at work, or how much time you spent putting effort towards your goals in work? Because what business says, sometimes I work and work and work and I don't get paid, but sometimes I don't work and I get paid. See, there's not a direct correlation anymore when you're running your own thing, especially if you're trying to build up side hustle income or income that is passive or semi-passive. I'll do a whole episode on passive income because I think it's kind of a myth, and there's different views on that. But basically, passive income is not passive all the time. There's management. You have to build the thing. You have to put a lot of work in where you're not getting paid, and a lot of time in upfront where you're not getting paid. And like, that's not passive. That's just delayed income. So anyways, that's a whole episode. But there's not a direct correlation anymore. And the sooner that you can grasp that idea, the sooner you're going to experience joy and freedom in business. Because what happens is you're so wired to think about money and time as basically the same value. Like, maybe you know your hourly rate by heart. Like, I make $75 an hour, or I make, $300 an hour, or I make $10 an hour. Like, whatever it is that you make, you know an hour of my time is worth this. Maybe you even calculate what you spend based on how many hours it takes to pay for that thing. So maybe you want to save up for a really nice bag. I have this leather bag from Nina & Co. and it's my favorite. It's beautiful. It's like hand embroidered, and it was like $300 or $400, and that was one of the first purchases I made when I started to become successful in business. And I felt so bad for that purchase because it was like a whole logo. Like, it cost as much as I charged for a logo design, and a logo design could take me anywhere from, an hour to 10 hours, depending on the work. And so I had to learn to untie and kind of, unbraid this concept that had been weaved into me since I was a kid, like since I got my first hourly job, that the work and the time that I spend does not have a dollar amount tied to it. My money and my time don't have to be tied together. Now, how does it work? Like, if it's your money and time aren't tied together, like, how do you get paid? We can go into different types of offers and things that you're building in your business. But the concept today is what I want to talk about, is that mindset shift, that there's no direct financial gain from the time you put into your business. Now, the effort you're putting in is absolutely worth it, don't get me wrong. But you might not see a direct financial gain in that moment or even close to that moment. So how do we begin to kind of unravel this cultural mindset that we've been ingrained in? One of the first things we can do is to seek value outside of monetary value. So to kind of use the metric of value giving and what is valuable to us in our daily lives and in the things that we're doing and the ways that we're showing up. It's not necessarily just a trade for money. You're trading value with your clients. You're trading value with yourself. You're saying, I'm giving time to this thing because I find it valuable, not because it's going to make me money. Let me stop here for a second, kind of share my own story just to give you a little bit more of a tangible thing to grasp onto. The most profitable seasons in my business, I've been in business for 10 years. Like, I've had profitable seasons, I've had really low seasons, and everything in between. The most profitable seasons of my business were not the most busy seasons of my business. They were actually the opposite. I spent the majority of my time with my kids, investing in my own well-being and resting, taking Sabbaths, taking weeks off. In 2020, I consistently worked 10 to 15 hours per week. Yes, per week. That's about 40 hours in a month, split between client work, sales, marketing, education, networking, and masterminds, that kind of thing. And it was my most profitable year ever, a close second to 2018. In 2019, I worked my butt off, like butt off. Phone was next to my bed. I was on it first thing in the morning, networking, trying to get clients, trying to fight for some sort of value and well-being and affirmation from seeking clients, from working, from kind of doing the hustle thing. And that was one of my lowest years in income, in revenue generation. I worked myself to the bone, basically from sunup to sundown, and I made a quarter of what I made in 2020. Less than a quarter. Like, it didn't even end up being, we didn't profit at all. Like, I barely covered expenses. So in the most profitable season of my business, I didn't spend that much time working. So what was the difference there? In 2020, I really learned to let go of my own need to be productive, my own need to provide value, my own need. Like, my own selfish reasons for working and feeling important and getting affirmation from outside of myself. And something clicked in that. I started to allow cash to flow, to get paid for things that were really easy for me, to spend where I needed to invest where I needed to allow money to be paid to me as I provided value. I moved from a purely deliverable type of business to a consultation business where I do both, where I consult and I implement. And something about that mindset shift or that offer shift made me realize that I was actually way more valuable to my clients than I had been putting a price tag on for myself. If you think of money as a value exchange between two people, instead of an exchange for my time and my productivity, then it absolutely changes what you can charge. It absolutely changes how much time you're going to spend on it. It absolutely changes your whole business model and how you show up for your business. You're not going to be slaving over client work anymore. You're not going to be worried that, oh my gosh, like maybe I need to spend 40 hours on this client project just so it'll be worth it to them, instead of just doing what you're really good at and being as efficient as possible with it and providing them value by just being in their circle, by being in their corner and cheering them on and being the coach that they need and letting them do a lot of the work. People aren't hiring you as a coach because they want your time, so they're not going to pay for your time. The people who hire you as a coach are paying for the value you bring them, which sure includes time, but also includes your expertise and little nuggets of, you know, knowledge and those aha moments they get on the call with you and having someone to call when they're in a crisis mode. That's the value you provide. It's not that they're paying, you know, oh, your package is $5,000. Like, how much time are you spending with me? Like, that's not at all how clients think. They think, I'm paying for this person to come into my life to provide me value and to help me with a transformation. This week, we're going to talk a little bit about transformation and what that means for your marketing and how you talk about your product or your offer and how it will help you sell your offers in a way that feels really great, because you're not saying, I'm going to give you this much time. You're not saying, because you're not just exchanging, like, I'm going to be this productive for you. I'm going to spend this much time with you. You're saying, I'm going to help you get to a transformation, really, no matter how long that takes or how much time that takes, because it doesn't freaking matter how much time I spend if I can get you a transformation in 2 days versus 3 years. Like, it doesn't really matter, right? You just want that transformation. You just want to experience that new level of whatever it is that you're helping your clients with. That's all they want. They want to pay you to make the problem go away. They want to pay you to work through to a solution. They want to pay you to be transformed. Being busy is never where it's at. If you're in a business model where you're busy, and if you actually sat down to count how much time you're spending and how much money you're making with that time, maybe you're not making that much. Working a lot does not necessarily correlate to a profitable and successful business model. So just to recap, since I know this was a little bit of a wandering episode, how do we separate our time from our money? We seek value outside of monetary value. We understand that value has nothing to do with how much money it costs. It has to do with how big of a transformation we provide and how valuable that is to our clients. We allow cash to flow. We invest where we need to. We allow money to be paid to us when we provide value. And we think of money as a value exchange between two people instead of an exchange for our time and our productivity. I don't want you dying on the altar of hustle. It's not about the time you give someone. It's about the value you provide to them. That is how you learn to untie your money from your time. And this takes time. It's a process. Ironically, it takes time for you to understand this and for you to experience this in a whole new way. But I promise you that when you do, you're going to experience more joy and freedom and less guilt in your business. And you're going to be able to sell really well because you know the value you provide, and it has nothing to do with how much it costs. All right, that's all I have for you on this beautiful Monday. Stay tuned for a little promo of something I'm very excited about for 2021, and I will see you guys tomorrow. This episode is brought to you by my brand new 2021 program. I'm calling it the Leap Accelerator, and it is for exiting corporate women who want to move from the traditional and expected corporate cookie cutter path into a profitable and purposeful business model, so you have the control, lifestyle, schedule, and freedom you've been wanting. Now, I know 2021 has thrown a wrench in things, and I want to make sure that you leap with confidence. So we're going to spend a whole year together helping you match your corporate salary with your coaching business. Here's the Leap promise. We're going to help you leverage the skills you've cultivated to build a business model that fits the lifestyle that you want. We're going to help you earn money from your own offer creation and online brand. I'm going to help you accelerate your online content strategy so that the right people find you. And then we're going to propel you towards the woman, wife, mother, leader, whatever you've always wanted to be. This is the business in a box you've been looking for. Let me partner with you, and I'll be building your website and your brand and helping you manage your social media on the back end. And on the front end, I'll be teaching you how to show up as a coach with a specific skill set that you have worked so hard to build. And let's get you ready to leave your corporate job this time next year. To find out more information, go to thehigginscreative.com/leap and request a brochure. I can't wait to help you leap. Thanks for listening to this episode of Don't Be Stuck. Just a reminder, here's how this podcast works. Each day of the week, we cover one of five of the most common topics that I've learned hold us back the most from creating our own dream version of our careers. Here's how it shuffles out. On Monday, we're going to talk about limiting beliefs. It's a great inspirational episode that's going to challenge your thinking. On Tuesdays, we're going to talk about finances and financial solutions to get you moving in the right direction with your money. Wednesdays, we're going to talk all about offer ideation and how to build an intriguing, well-branded, irresistible offer for your audience. Thursdays, we're going to address content and social media. This is going to be a mix of reviewing different platforms as well as content strategy ideas and inspiration. And then at the end of the week, I'll give you one simple action step that you can take right now to move towards the business you've been dreaming of. Let's get unstuck together.